This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We have Wichita State head coach Paul Mills with us here on Sports Daily, joining Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. Coach, have you caught up on any sleep yet? I've been telling you, this portal season, and we appreciate so greatly the Portal Paul moniker that you gave yourself right there at the end of the season. But I cannot imagine, like, I don't want to say, has it been fun? It can't be fun, but how has it been in this wildest season yet of the transfer portal?
Well, I've been called worse than Portal Paul, so that one doesn't impact me much. It's definitely different. I mean, there's a part of me that feels really bad for fans and people who follow basketball simply because you're like, who are these new guys? I don't know any of these people. And you don't have there isn't this, you know, hey, I previously knew Ron Baker. I previously knew Fred. And you just don't get that level of connection between fans and players anymore. Unfortunately, I think it's one of the realities of moving forward. But at the same time, I do think that it's probably easier to assemble a team, given that a lot of schools have resources for rosters, especially now that revenue sharing is on the brink of actually happening. So all of that being said, there's a part of me that enjoys it, but then there's the same part of me that's like, man, I enjoy having a group of guys that are back and are familiar with terminology and understand what's being taught. So I have mixed emotions about it.
When you talk about that familiarity, Coach, I know that it's hard with intangibles when you're bringing in new players to know, especially like, how is their chemistry? How will they work with one another? I mean, that's a kind of a complete unknown. At least on paper, you know a lot about, you know, these individual players that you're bringing in. But how important is that from day one, once this class is in place, to try to start to build that familiarity?
It's 100% accurate. I mean, you have to find yourself in, like, I know who you are. I have some idea about who you are as a player. You go through and you try to see where their game has been upgraded based upon what happened in March versus, well, when they show up in June. Players are spending a lot of times right now working on their game, given that the fact that they don't have school. At least I should say, hopefully, they're spending a lot of time working on their game. But there are elements of I don't know you as an individual. You know what? It's one thing for people to like basketball, but I don't know how much you love it. You know, I'm a little fanatical about this stuff, and I chose it as a profession. And there's a lot of players who, and I do this because I'm tall, or I do this because I'm fast, or, you know what, I was better than other people at this particular stage of life, at this particular sport. But then it really gets amped up here. And so you kind of get some insight into just who they are. Because I let them know up front, especially during the recruiting process, that this is going to be difficult. This is going to be hard. and you need to understand it. And what is their level of taste for hard? You know, as they go through it, like what is their appetite for really digging in deep? And that's one of the things we figure out at 8 a.m. workouts during the month of June.
It feels like head coach Paul Mills, Wichita State basketball with us on Sports Daily, that we saw the team last year really do a lot of that stuff, buy in as they kind of got through. You guys got through the first conference play, and then something clicked. Whenever we watch it, it felt like, man, this team's like they're getting nasty. They're going to be great defensively. Then in this portal class, it kind of felt like you guys were emphasizing that a little bit. It is so hard to track and observe and like wonder what's going on, but it did feel like with some of these additions that you guys were really locked into a type of player that fit what helped you guys get on that heater last year. Is that the case? Were you out specifically looking for a specific kind of player there, or do you have to just sort of let the chips fall a little bit in this process?
No, I mean, I think you definitely orchestrate a roster that you feel is capable of winning and what you believe adds to winning. And so for us last year, I mean, we had a situation with Ronnie DeGray getting injured, and it was just really, really difficult to overcome. I think people who follow us and are familiar with basketball just understand his value. And so when he went out, we really had a tough time, especially defensively. But, you know, his value offensively is hidden. I don't know how many people remember the game at Florida Atlantic, but he was easily the best player on the floor. And he cared about both ends of the game, you know. The first call I actually made, we were at the conference tournament, and, you know, a number of teams' seasons had ended. And I inquired once I saw that Caron Boyd, who was Defensive Player of the Year in the Southern Conference, when I saw that he entered the portal, I was just like, man, 6'5", because most of your Defensive Players of the Year are either bigs because they block shots, or they're littles because they generate a lot of steals and create havoc and pressure in the backcourt. But the fact that, you know, Caron was available, and that was definitely an emphasis. And then we wanted to address the shooting piece. You know, I thought we were solid defensively last year. We didn't come out of the gate very well, but, you know, once we changed some things, and specifically Ronnie DeGray getting back, we were really able to make strides there. All that being said, that we really struggled to make shots on the perimeter. I don't want to bore you with a whole bunch of numbers here, but we were the best team in the country at getting shots at the rim. 35% of our shots were at the rim. And we were actually top 15 in the country at generating open threes, right? People aren't just going to let you dunk the basketball. So they're going to prevent you. And so you need to be able to spray that out and have guys who can make shots. This group we have coming in, there's two things that stand out about them offensively. They're a 7% better shooting team. Last year's team at Wichita State, we shot 30% from three, which was near the bottom in the country. But this group collectively is at 37%. So that's a 7% jump. And then the assist to turnover ratio is also pretty high. It's nearly 2-1. So we just gathered stats, what these guys have done at the Division I level, and compared it to with last year's team. So defensively, we wanted to make sure we added somebody in Caron Boyd. Also feel we got a really good one in Will Berg from Purdue at 7'2". You're going to be a pretty good rim protector given that kind of size. And then we needed to address some turnover ball security issues as well as shooting.
I think on that note, Coach, you know, with Boyd not only being the conference defensive player of the year last year in the SoCon, but you get additional defensive help and length in a guy in Jarrett Valencia from Monmouth and what he brings to the table. It certainly, to me, in my limited knowledge, admittedly, it certainly seems like not only the priority in defensive ability, but also in length as well. You've got a ton of length, and you mentioned Will Berg, a core four transferred in. So you've got height, you've got length, you've got the ability to guard at a variety of different positions. I would imagine that becomes a major identity focus point of this team.
Man, you know, if you were to walk into a film session, usually the first three things that we tell the team is we're going to rebound the ball, number one. We're going to take care of the ball, number two, and we're going to share the ball, number three. And rebounding, we were the best rebounding team in our conference last year. That needs to continue. I know it's a staple and it's a hallmark here of Wichita State teams at the past, but philosophically, it's also something that I really believe in. You know, it's not difficult. Every rebound that occurs in a basketball game is offensive. Whether you can extend a possession or whether you, hey, you know what, I got a rebound and now we're going to start offense because we were able to rebound the other team's glass. So all of that being said is we need to be good there. We need to be better there. I know we were number one in the league, but the truth is we need to be amongst the top in the country. And so that's definitely an emphasis. And I will tell you, you know, going back to your point, there are a number of pieces. You mentioned Jarrett Valencia, who's already on campus here. Like, I mean, there are people who can already add to our defensive ability. And I feel that we need to get upgraded. I find myself simple doesn't necessarily mean simplistic, but it is one of those things in the summer where we're basically practicing. I mean, we get 4 hours, so we spend Tuesdays, Thursdays, and 2-hour practices. And then Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, they're with the strength coach, but then they kind of play. We're not spending, I used to spend like an hour every day, so that way we saw them, you know, four times a week. It's changed. You have to get everybody on the same page. So we're looking forward to the implementation process that'll begin for us on June 2nd.
We are too. Everybody wants to meet these guys so badly. We can come back to some of the specific players, Coach. Paul Mills joining us, Wichita State head men's basketball coach. I want to know what it's like on the recruiting trail as the head coach of Wichita State in this new time that everybody's dealing with. Like, what does Wichita State carry out there for you when you're reaching out and contacting guys?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing that players want to do is they want to play, you know, and they want to know that they can get better. And so I think one of the things that you sell is, I know our staff has coached 44 NBA guys, and so we kind of know what it looks like. We've been around it. We've seen it. We've had the opportunity to be a part of NCAA tournament teams. And you know, whether it was opportunities that we all experienced at other locations, but there's also a history here. And so we understand that there's a history here. There's a fan base here. So I think there's just so many things that you talk about through this process. I am a big believer that the better we can get the player, the better we can get the team. And so we spend a lot of time showing guys progress. I'll give you an example. If you're familiar with Ken Pomeroy, Ken Pomeroy ranks everybody in the conference. And Xavier Bell brought this up to me. But of the 93 players that were ranked in offensive efficiency his junior year, he was ranked 91. And I told him that, man, it's not good enough. But two, we are going to have to go out there and recruit. And I remember him thinking, he told me, he said, thank you for bringing that to me. And then this past year, he was a first-team all-league guy. And I remember when we presented to the team, Xavier Bell has been recognized as first-team all-conference. He said, Coach, what was I ranked last year? 91st. And it was just something that stuck in his head that entire time. But it is also something that you show recruits. Our players get better. This is not an opinion. This is a fact. Yeah. Quincy Ballard is the most improved player in the country during the past 2 years. If you go look at his offensive efficiency to where he started when we got here to where he was at the end, he was the most improved. And so we do a lot of that. We just show guys our track record of being able to help them. And then we show them that they can be in an environment where people genuinely care about the progress of the team. Us as coaches, we care about the progress of the player because the progress of the player can make the progress of the team. But fans here care about the progress of the team, and you're going to be in an environment-rich environment to aid your process.
I got to ask you about the staff coach. It was announced last week, PJ Cousinard joining your staff. I'm a Wichita guy. I followed him when he was in college, was a key part of that Sweet 16 run back in 2006. Now joining your staff, coming back home to Wichita, of course, his son also on the roster, Pierre, for you as well. What has that addition been like? I know it's been pretty early, but at least the importance of having PJ on your staff.
Yeah, I've actually followed PJ, just being a Houston guy. I followed PJ when he was in high school. And, you know, one of the we played those guys in the Virgin Islands when he was a senior. It was Coach Marshall's first team here, and played those guys when I was at Baylor. And so I've been on the bench and watched him play here at Wichita State, but was really impressed with him as a high school player, and then have watched his career. I mean, we recruited a number of guys that he was around while I was at Baylor. I recruited and landed several players off of his teams when I was the head coach at Oral Roberts. And then he is, you know, very plugged in, and he's helped us since we've been here at Wichita State. And so it's one of those, you want people who are passionate about the game and assisting players and making sure that you're doing right by those. But you also want people who want to add a ton of value to Wichita State. He checks all those boxes. And then when you add in the fact that you have an alumnus who not only was on the team, but was really good and understands what this looks like when this place is going. I think those are all pluses, and PJ's a huge plus to our staff.
Man, fans are fired up about it too, Coach. I know that just seeing people's reaction to it. People were telling me I'm not from here. And he was one of the first players people told me about when I got here about 11 years ago is PJ Cousinard. So that's I know fans are fired up about that. And we're fired up that you've got your guys in and we can see them now as a team. I know you're making the rounds today. You're going to talk a lot about these players. We cannot wait for you to get them in the gym and to learn about what you're seeing from them actually on the court. Is the portal done? Are you guys full?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think we've got room to be able to add players. We're just not out there. I think a lot of people are trying to we've got, what is it, 9 more days until we officially know who's staying in the NBA draft, who isn't. But there are still players that we're pursuing. So it's I think a lot of guys, you know, just to make sure fans don't misunderstand, there are some players out there that are asking for several million dollars. We're not chasing any of those guys. We do not have those resources. But at the same time, you are always searching for guys that you believe like that particular player has a chance. And if he can be with us and be in this environment for a year, we think he could grow. So I think there's a lot of those situations where you're looking for diamonds in the rough right now.
We love it. We love to see him grow. Good luck today with all your talks you're giving on these guys. We can't wait to see him in the gym. Coach, we'll do this again once you do have a chance to get him in the gym and work him out a little bit and get him in person. Thanks for being here. Boo Astros. Go Rangers.
We got 2 of 3 last week.
Yeah, I know. I saw. wasn't too happy about it. All right, Coach. Thank you for being
here. Jacob, Tommy, thank you guys.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.